Hi, DWA Backstage. So I'm gonna do Penny's New Year, New You questionnaire. Say that five times fast. I was going to not because like I don't want I do a lot of questionnaires and I don't want to like bore you because I'm not interesting, etc. But you know, fuck it. This one's really good. New Year's is my favorite holiday, so I kind of had to because these questions are badass. Okay, so I'm just gonna jump right in. Number one, what are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? I do believe wholeheartedly in New Year's resolutions, for me personally. I think that they're a chance to evaluate what you did and what happened to you and how you responded to it, and to move forward from there. I know that New Year's is just one day and you should be able to set your goals anytime, but I'm a sucker for ceremony, and New Year's Eve is it's a good time to brush out the old shit and plan on what's coming next. I do resolutions that are, my resolutions tend to be like concrete, attainable goals that are just a little bit outside of what I could actually pull off. So this year, okay, so I'm self-employed, I'm an artist, among other things, but what I'm trying to cook is my art career. My goal last year was 80 pieces, 80 finished drawings or paintings or you know, something that's finished times 80. And I did it after, like, and I was out of commission for about 3 months because of traveling and house sitting for other people and, you know, various clusterfucks that were 2016. And we all know that 2016 fucking sucked, so I'm not gonna go into that because it doesn't matter. But so the goal was 80 pieces. This year, the goal is 100 pieces. I managed to pull off last year's goal, and this year, I'm gonna try to just stretch it a little bit. I counted up earlier, I have like 15 different resolutions, and I keep them in a, like, I keep them pinned to my desktop and also to my, the background on my phone. So they're always right there as a reminder of what I'm actually working towards this year. And you know, some of them are little things, some of them are big. I'm gonna accomplish maybe half of them. If I can pull off half, then I will consider the year a success. So the answer is, I do believe in resolutions. I use them to kind of shape things for myself. And most of them are related to art. The one that's not related to my work is I'm gonna do more home cooking. The plan is one new home cooked recipe every week that I haven't tried before. So I already pulled off last week. We did bangers and mash with a red wine gravy, and it was amazing. I fucked some things up, but I'm gonna try it again later on and change a couple of things and do better. So, yay! Okay, so number two, what was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? In real life, I am a dancer. I have been since basically for my whole adult life. Couple of different styles, trying a bunch of things. You know, I pole dance, I swing dance, I belly dance, whatever. This year, I joined a professional troupe, and I received a paycheck for dancing. You know, it wasn't much, and it's like really not that big of a deal, but I keep thinking about my 6-year-old self would be so proud of me. Dog, stop it. She's drinking water very loudly. So let's see. And then on GWA, the best thing that happened to me was happened to me. I've made some really good friends. I reconnected with a friend that I haven't seen in a very long time. And that was, I get, that was right at the end of the year, so I still say it counts. And I've made a couple of other friends, and I've actually gotten to meet a few of them, like in real life. So I guess that counts as both. Okay, so the last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does the text say? It says, "See you at 6." I'm carpooling with a friend to a dance rehearsal, so I guess that probably really doesn't say all that much about my year, but I guess it could. Number 4, do you hope to give or receive more GWA related orgasms this year? Okay. I'm gonna say receive, and I'll tell you why. I've been kind of really hit or miss, totally sporadic on GWA for the last, I'd say, year and a half, maybe longer than that, I don't even know. I'll pop in for a couple of weeks and then pop back out for a couple of months, you know. I would like to spend more time around, at least lurking and listening, so that's how I say GWA related, I'd like to receive them. And then as far as giving goes, I'm finding that I really like to write. So all of those GWA related orgasms that happen where I'm involved, it would really be the performers who deserve the credit for those. So I can't take the credit for when somebody fills a script that I did. So I would say definitely receive. Number 5, what was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? Hoo boy. Okay, so I've always written, you know, I used to write stories when I was a little kid, and I've always written like smut once I figured out what smut was, right? And when I was really active in like recording, I wrote a lot of stories in the early days too. And I've always loved to write, but writing for somebody else's voice is like, it's always terrified the fuck out of me. You know, who am I to presume that I can say some, that I can come up with words that a man would say, while he's trying to dom someone, you know, because like that's, I'm a woman who is pretty much subby or bratty as fuck. Like there's not a dom bone in my body. So like writing for that person was a hurdle. And a very good GWA friend, I won't say he kind of he pushed me into it. But you know, gentle pushing. Not like he wasn't nasty or anything, but I was pushed into doing a script or writing a script for someone. And it's something that I was like, when I gave it to him, I was freaking out. Like, I think I went text silent for about a couple of hours because I was just afraid of what he was going to say about it. So that was extraordinarily scary, a giant hurdle. But I did it and I had fun, and then it wasn't received so poorly, like it was received pretty well, and then I realized that I kind of like to do it. So I would say starting to share scripts written for somebody other than myself on GWA, that was my biggest challenge. Okay, so number 6 says pick 3 words that describe your 2016, then pick 3 words that describe what you want to describe your 2017. Okay, so 2016. I'm gonna go with spinning my wheels. 2016 was like, it was 3 steps forward, 2.5 steps back for the entire fucking year. I survived it. Nobody that I love personally, like in my real life, died. And all of my relationships are still pretty much intact, and for those facts, I'm grateful. My business didn't go under, so I guess that's good, but not a whole lot grew in places where I wanted growth. So I spent most of the year feeling like I was spinning my wheels, so that was 2016. 2017, I'm gonna go with movement. Passion and creativity. Movement, passion, and creativity. That's what I want from 2017. I want to keep moving forward. And I've been lucky enough to be able to land myself in a career that I give a shit about. That where my hobby and my work are the same thing. But I want to keep growing in that direction. Excuse me, I'm still getting over a cold that was the last vestige of 2016 kicking my ass. Okay, so number 7 says, 2017 has just begun. Done anything you are proud of or regret this year? Yes, I actually have done something that I'm very proud of. So my goal for 2017... the big one is 100 finished pieces of art. I got up on January 1st, even though I was perhaps a wee bit hungover, and I made a piece of art, and I finished it, and I submitted it to a show, and it was accepted already. So it's been a good year so far. I'm proud of that. I'm already 3 into my goal of 100. So I would consider that I'm pretty proud of that already. I haven't done anything I regret this year, but you know, the days are still young. Number 8, you can trade lives with anybody for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? Okay, so the cop-out answer is this. I would pick one of my dance mates because we have a gig that goes through March. And I want to be exactly where I am. You know, I want to be living the life that I plan on living in March. So the closest approximation to that would be probably one of my dance mates. Take over her life for a month and just basically live my life. That's the cop-out answer. Because in reality, I would really rather trade lives with somebody in July. Because I live in the desert, and in July it's upwards of 118 degrees, and just fuck that. So I would like to trade lives with, I don't know, somebody who lives somewhere cooler. Yeah, that's about as vague as it can be, but there you go. I don't want to be living the life of vanilla in the heat in July, but in March I pretty much kind of want my life, so I'd just trade with somebody that's more or less living my life. So yeah. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? My biggest personal change. Okay. I would say I just kind of came to accept some facts about my life that I've been kind of avoiding or denying or whatever, not fully committing to in the past. So I am poly. And I've been, like, in the past I kind of called myself, I've for the last, I don't know, 8 or so years, I've described myself as polylight. You know, whether I'm dating anybody or whether there's anybody else in the picture or whatever. I used to avoid certain words, like love, for example, because it was like, so I've always had my primary relationship, which I cherish more than anything, And I've always kind of had these extra, like, very close friendships that also have a physical component sometimes, or, you know, if not physical, then sexual, because that's how GWA works, right? There's no physical. You know, I've had relationships like that in the past. I have fallen in love in the past, but I didn't call it that because the word scared the shit out of me. Because I was really afraid of what it would mean for my marriage. But this year, I fell in love with somebody. And, like, for a long time, I kept trying to call it feelings or whatever. But there it is. It's love, you know. And I realized that saying that and having that be kind of my reality didn't actually change anything in my marriage. And it just, it feels more like me. Like, it feels truer, if that makes any sense. So I'm, at this point, I'm straight up poly. I've got a husband and I've got a person that I love and another person that I love because I do love my husband too. So I don't know if that's like a change in me, other than maybe I kind of got more comfortable with that fact about myself. But it feels different. You know, I feel more like I can breathe a little easier because I'm not trying to hold shit in. I'm not trying to keep things at bay. I'm a bit more open. So there's some feely shit right there. Okay, moving right past that because feels. Number 10. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA, from ramble fap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. So, like, I love F for F, so I could stand to hear some more F for F, please. Ladies, y'all are sexy. And then I love a good MDOM that's not nasty, you know, that's like, I guess, sweet MDOM. So I love those. So, like, those are tags that I'd like to hear more of, but as far as proper audios go, as far as, like, the type of thing that I really want to hear more of, I love stories. I love fully developed characters and motivations, and I love the kinds of audios where somebody has gone into detail about what's inside the head of the speaker. So I'm going to call some people out on examples of what I freaking love. The stories told by Tom Like a Bomb and Lena Loves Lilacs. Those are just fucking... I get stupid and giddy, and I become a total fangirl when I'm talking about either of their writing, because it is fucking glorious. So, yeah. Lola Getz is another example, too. I love stories. I want more stories. I like it when the sex is important, but it's not the only thing. So, yeah, I guess that's the New Year, New You questionnaire. New Year, New You. New Year, New You. Okay. that's the questionnaire, and I love those questions. Penny, you're a badass. And it makes me nervous to try and tag somebody else to do a questionnaire because, you know, most of my friends are off of GWA at this point, or, like, don't do Q&As specifically for privacy reasons or whatever, so, like, that makes me really nervous, but, I'm gonna listen to everybody because I love these questions, and I wanna know, so Yeah, there's the story of that. I'm gonna stop talking now because I'm starting to get croaky and it's not hot anymore, and I will see you sexy people later.